Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always, wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. We're glad you're doing that. Radio, internet, subspace frequency, you got your little aluminum foil beanie on, picking up, something from out of in subspace. We're glad you're doing that, too. Patricia Sigman is with us. Pat is the founder of LPS Consulting, and also David Advisory Group, two different organizations. She's an information technology expert. She helps her companies, the companies she works with, maximize their growth and their profit by managing their technology better. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She's our good friend, Pat Sigman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Pat. One of the things that has really benefited businesses, but especially small business, and ironically, it's helping small businesses even without them really knowing that they're doing it, is the web-based capabilities, cloud computing. I use the word web-based first because, as I said to you offline, I was talking about cloud computing before it was cloud computing, when it was application service providers, ASPs, way back in the day, so to speak. But whatever is web-based, that kind of migrating power and capability out to the cloud has really been a great productivity lever, hasn't it?
Sure. I mean, it's definitely taking off right now, and there's lots of ways you can boost your profit by using cloud technology.
Well, talk to us about some of those.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I write about in my book and that I advise clients about to make more money, to maximize profit, of course, is increasing sales. Everyone knows that, but streamlining your operation, outsourcing things that can be outsourced, staying connected to your employees and your customers, basically being lean and mean. That's the phrase. With some of the newer technology that's out there, things that are really taking off, you can do all of those kind of things in a snap. You don't even know that you're doing them. For instance, sales management. CRM, they call it, mm-hmm. customer relationship management.
Right.
Years and years and years, people would buy these clunky software packages. They'd integrate it to what they had in their accounting system.
Downloaded onto a computer.
And then your salespeople across the country have to, go to a phone booth and log in and, blah, 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 blah. You can buy a license to these packages for $30 a person.
Mm-hmm.
Click, you're on, 1, 2, 3, put your leads in there, your salespeople, wherever they are, they have to update it. There's no excuses. They can't wait for Friday when they're in the office.
Other people can collaborate with them. There are different levels of editing capability. The boss can come in and do stuff that the other people can't. Each salesperson can manage their own little area. It's very useful.
Yeah, it's power-packed, and mm-hmm. if you think of the type of things that you're trying to do to make profit, like outsourcing or keeping things inexpensive, this is the perfect example. It's there, and more and more and more people using it. The vendors are fighting each other. There's even open-source editions where people go write their own code and enhance the product. It's taking off. I mean, Microsoft released Outlook recently, and there's accounting systems that are going in the cloud. It's taking off. Some things more than others, but the sales type of software, things that manage your customers, is very, very,
the thing that's really small business friendly, though, Pat, is you talked about buying a software and putting a, you know, the original one probably cost General Motors $50 million or whoever, you know, whoever bought the first one. It was preposterous. It was just completely prohibitive for anybody smaller. But you mentioned the price, $30. Folks, they're pricing this capability now by the seats, basically, by the users, $30 a user or something like that. Any company who needs something like this clearly would have the critical mass to be able to afford something like this. This is processing power that's really making small business owners, leveling the playing field for small business owners so many ways. And that's just one example, the CRM thing, that the customer relationship management that Pat was talking about. That's just one of thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of, maybe a million of these things. We'll come back and talk about this some more. The power of web-based tools, cloud computing, with Pat Sigmon right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.